Hello?
Yes, I have Mr. Clark Clifford on the line now.
Thank you.
Who is this?
Clark Clifford.
Clark?
Hello, Mr. President?
Well, I think you're the best of them all, my friend. I was talking to Mr. Truman today, and I said, well, when the old stud breeds them, he gives them a bloodline that stands up. And I said, the fellows that helped me the most were the Truman men. The fellow that helped me the most of all of them was Clark Clifford. And his judgment was always good, and he was always honest and always candid and always available, and just gave everything he had to me. And he was real thrilled about it. I told him you bragged on his radio speech, and so I put in a call for you, but Hubert and I went out to a barbecue and just got back, and they're trying to catch up on two or three folks I wanted to talk to, and which you won. I just don't know what I've done in the world that justifies having a friendship like yours, but I'm so proud of it and so grateful for it, I wanted to tell you.
Well, I don't believe I have ever had anything quite so nice happen to me. I wrote a letter to you and said some things that would probably be there in a day or two. I put it in the pouch. Maybe it was a little easier to say in a letter. Watched it with the greatest interest. I never really saw anybody devote himself more intelligently or more assiduously or more industriously. And what a wonderful experience it is. It happens so rarely in life. To have it work out just the way that you hoped it would go. It's the greatest result I ever saw.
You tell your wife that she and I both think the same thing about you.
Oh. Well, thanks so much.
And all your lovely daughters, how much I treasure your friendship. And I've got another fellow here that thinks the same thing I do. I won't say a word to you.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
Clark.
Yes, sir.
I just want to join with the President in our thanks.
Oh, well, thank you, Hubert. I told him it's rare in life that anything works out just the way that you hoped it would, and then to have something be even better than you hoped it would, like this one. I've never had the sense of pride working for anybody that I've had in working for him and you, and I shall always be him.
Well, we're very, very grateful to you, and I know what a source of strength and comfort you've been to the President during these trying days.
Well, thank you, Hubert.
And
you've been a strong right arm, I must tell you, and I think that it's a fine feeling to be able to look ahead to these next years with the sense of comfort that I have in the leadership.
Well, we sure look forward to seeing you and working with you.
Thanks, old friend.
And my greetings.
I do appreciate your calling.
Thank you, friend.
All right. Bye.
Clark? Clark? Hello, Clark.